On this Memorial Day, we want to spend a few minutes with a Gold Star mom. Janice Chance lost her son, Marine Captain Jesse Melton, in the war in Afghanistan in September of 2008. He was killed when the Humvee he was riding in hit a roadside bomb. The blast also killed another Marine, a Navy corpsman, and an Afghan interpreter. Before deploying to Afghanistan, Captain Melton had served a tour in Iraq in 2005, and he had also been stationed in Okinawa. He's buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Joining us now is his mother, Janice Chance, who is also president of Gold Star Mothers of Maryland. Janice Chance, what does this day, Memorial Day, mean to you?
Oh, my. Memorial Day has a very special significance because it's a day of national awareness and reverence, honor, remembering our earthly heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. And I want people to know that freedom is not free, that it's bought with price, and that people have made the sacrifice. They put themselves, their lives, and on the line, in harm's way, on behalf of the citizens of the United States and abroad. And we need to take the time to honor and remember.
Well, let's take a few moments to remember your son, Jesse, who was 29 when he was killed in Afghanistan. Tell us about him. What was he like?
My son was a very special man. Well, as a child, he was always caring, compassionate. He loved sports, and he loved helping other people. He was very involved with our church. He loved the youth group. He would go on mission trips. He was always serving within the community. He was an avid reader. He read all the time, and he was always concerned about his family. So he had an impact. He was a person that kind of drew people to himself. I would call him a quiet storm. He was, and as he grew and older and developed and began to network and do things, I saw in the community that, had a love of helping others. He knew what it was like to struggle. He persevered through a lot of things. Unfortunately, Jesse's dad left the home when he was 10 years old. I was married for 11 years, and his dad left the home. And so Jesse determined, he said, "Mom, I'm going to become the man of the house, and I'm going to take care of you and my siblings." And he made that a commitment. He, his life was really one that inspired his sister, because she decided to join the military because of her brother, the changes that she saw in him. He was truly an officer and a gentleman.
Well, and why did he want to serve in the military?
Oh, because he was inspired by his grandfather. He had uncles. We had other members of a family. And his dad, he told my son, he said, "You know, you have the ability." He said, "You want to go in the military, you should be an officer, because I think you have what it takes to be one." And he wanted to be able to work with people and let them know that they valued and respected, because he would say that he wanted the Marines on his team to follow him out of admiration, not obligation. It was a difference. Now, I wasn't too excited, I must admit, that he had joined the Marine Corps, one of the toughest Marine branches. But after he joined, I became his greatest cheerleader and supporter.
Well, he told you that he's single, has no children,
yes,
and he would take a bullet for his Marines if he had to.
Yes. Yes, he did. He said, before Jesse deployed, he said, "Mom, I had a dream that I'm either going to be wounded or killed, but I want to go anyway." And when he told me that, because of our faith in God, I said, and we both said, "Hey, God is in control of this." Now, wow, when I talked to him, we were positive. But when I got off that phone, I fell on my knees and I began to cry out to God. And I said, "God, are you going to require my son of me like you required your son for us to die for the world?" And I said, "Oh, God, please." And I cried out and I screamed out and I said, "You know, God, not my will, but let thy will be done." And so when they came to my house that day to tell me that my son was killed, I said, "What can I say? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I did not cry at that time. And I was just concerned about my son receiving the honor that he had earned. And I believed that Jesse's mission was complete. As a matter of fact, Jesse was scheduled to be off duty that day. He took the place of another Marine on the convoy. And 2 days later, that Marine's baby was born. And so every year around Memorial, I can celebrate. And I said, look, I know you're going to do something special for life. And I said, he was killed by an IED, which means improvised explosive device. But now it means something totally different to me. It means instant eternal destination or into eternal destination. Jesse was not instantly killed. I found out he was alive when they got to them. But he cared so much about his family that he would say, tell my family that I'm sorry and I love them. That's what he said. And I said, so even in his, as he was dying, he was thinking about me and his family. And so it has really a personal significance that I don't want people to ever forget. My son or any of the other heroes who made that ultimate sacrifice while they were serving on the battlefield, even if they weren't on the battlefield, once you put on that uniform, you become a hero immediately because that means you put your life on the line for others. And so I want people to know, hey, this is not easy. They make a lot of sacrifices and so does their family. There's a family member connected to every hero who serves. And we should never, ever forget it. We live in a land of the free. Because of the brave. Right. Freedom is not free.
Now, in addition to being the president of Gold Star Mothers of Maryland, you also volunteer at Walter Reed, where some of the country's most badly wounded service members get treatment. Yes. What does that do for you, especially given your experience and your son's death?
It means a lot for me because I'm continuing the legacy of Jesse's service. He's no longer here, but I get to touch men and women who have served, they have been injured during their military service, and I can make a difference. I can touch them and say, I care about you. And the little things make them happy. And I can, when I leave there, I can say my mission is complete. I made a difference in someone's life. I had an opportunity to go and minister to a young lady. I walked into the office and the manager said, "This Chance, I need you." She said, "Please come talk to me." And I thought I'd maybe done something wrong. And she said, "I need to talk to you right away." And I said, "Okay." And I went into her office and she said, "I'm so glad you're here. I had someone just call down and said, we need someone to come up to stand with this mother. She has no family here. Her daughter is dying of ovarian cancer. Can you please go?" And they needed someone that was caring, compassionate, and spiritual. And they said, "You walked in." And she said, "You walked in." And I was so relieved. And I got an opportunity to go upstairs and to pray with the young lady. And this young lady was a salsa dance instructor. My son took up salsa dancing a couple of years before he was killed, and he even taught me how to salsa dance. I'm saying these are no coincidences. God orchestrates these moments for me to be able to touch lives. So when I can touch a life and tell these heroes and their families, thank you. You know, it's those kind of things that really matter to me.
So will you be visiting Jesse's grave today?
Oh, yes. So, yeah, oh, I'll definitely be heading there because I want to go and pay my respects to all of our heroes. Arlington is full of heroes. Everybody there is a hero at Arlington because they served. I want to go and pay my respects to all of our heroes. Everybody there is a hero at Arlington because they served. And so them with their families. And so I get a chance to go down to meet people because they usually stop at my son's grave and people that knew him. I get a chance to talk to folks and find out the impact. So, yes, I'll be going. And in addition to comforting and ministering to other family members so that we can share that bond, that I can be a comfort, then I can also be comforted.
Are you still salsa dancing?
Yes. Well, you know, and at home. Now, look, I need a really good salsa dance partner. So my son's best friend does salsa dance. And I said, you know, we're going to have to do some salsa dancing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking to do that to carry that legacy on as well, because Jesse just was a fun, loving person. He had a good sense of humor. He had a good mind for trivia questions and all of those things. And so I'm just so proud of the things. And he's responsible for, three couples so far getting married. And I met one of the couples, Vince Fuller, when I was at Arlington with Jesse's big picture, they came over, and this young lady, before I knew who they were, she started to cry and said, "We know him, we know him." And then he said, "I'm Vince. I'm the young man who had your son's car and his keys and his personal belongings over in Okinawa." And we embraced, and so we have become friends, and they now have twins. And he said, as soon as his children are old enough, he will let them know that it's because of Jesse that he met their mom and that they're here today.
Quite a legacy. That's Janice Chance, whose son, Marine Captain Jesse Melton, was killed in Afghanistan on September 9th, 2008. Janice, thank you for joining us and remembering Jesse today.
Oh, you're so very, very welcome. And there's one other thing I want to say that I want all the moms and people to remember out there. As one wise person said, one thing I know, that death cannot kill love and human hands can't bury it.
A good message. Janice, thank you so much.
Thank you.